There's a big temperature change from yesterday to today. Of course, yesterday we had temperatures near freezing for much of the day into the evening, and icy roads were a major hazard across much of our area. Now, yesterday, if you recall, we had cool temperatures over us, but the warmth was to our west as Buffalo was up around 50 degrees. Well, today is almost the opposite as the mild air surged into our area late last night into this morning. And even through this afternoon, temperatures have held on the mild side, though we are seeing that cooler air begin to push in from the west on a gusty westerly wind. So it will turn cooler as we head into tonight, but definitely not cold for this time of year. Overnight, low temperatures will settle back into the 20s to near 30 degrees, and some scattered snow showers are likely, especially north and west of Albany, but even into the capital region and points east, we do have the chance to see some snow showers at times. Now, do be aware that any roads that are still on the damp side today are potentially slick later on tonight as that cooler air does come in. And working into the day tomorrow, we're looking at a mix of sunshine and clouds. It'll be a little bit cloudier north and west of Albany, and we'll keep that chance for some snow showers from time to time. It'll be a breezy day with temperatures running mainly in the 30s tomorrow afternoon, so it will not be as warm as it has been today. And then on Thursday, our focus will turn to a rapidly developing storm that is likely to bring snow and even some rain to our area. The storm itself will develop to our south and then lift its way to the northeast. It's likely to track south of Long Island as we head through Thursday into Thursday night. So on Thursday, we have cloudy skies and we're expecting snow to break out across the area as we go through the day. Now, one feature that would make this completely snow is if we had a strong area of high pressure to our north that would tend to lock in the cold. In this instance, there is no high to our north, so I'm a little bit concerned about some mixing, especially from the capital region on south. But we're still looking for at least a decent amount of snow across our area on Thursday, so we'll keep you posted on that. Of course, we'll have a better grasp on potential accumulations as we head into the day tomorrow. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, windy, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, breezy, high 28 to 36. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, windy, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, breezy, high 28 to 36. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, high in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered snow showers, windy, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, a blend of sun and clouds with scattered flurries, breezy, high in the middle to upper 30s. Region-wide on Thursday, cloudy, with a mix of snow and rain, highs in the 30s, and on Friday, variably cloudy with scattered snow showers, windy, high 28 to 36. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.